This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today's health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
if suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Why can't I think of this girl's name, this Hollywood celebrity? She was, remember Tony Danza? She played like the daughter of Tony Danza. This is going way back in a sitcom. Now she's grown, obviously. Alyssa Milano, that's it.
Yeah.
I think that's her name, yeah. Liz. Anyway, so she's a pretty much deranged leftist when it comes to Trump hating. And I talked about, stop with, all you do is hate. Now, she lives apparently in Malibu. And of course, we mentioned the fires last hour up in Paradise, where I had been a couple of times at least over the years and done some trainings for a health food store there. That's probably gone, or even if it was gone before that, it's gone now. But this is where I talked about the forest policies of the left. You know, save the environment. Of course, the people die and the animals die as well in these fires. And now it's headed to Malibu, home of Hollywood leftist elite. And so she's put out a plea, Alyssa Milano, help, there are animals there. And James Woods, who's also a Hollywood guy, but a political conservative, apparently, said, I'll help, and goes to help. And it's like, hello, this is what I'm talking about. Just because you disagree with someone politically doesn't mean you have to shun them when they're in their hour of need. And I think a lot of these people that are focused on hatred wouldn't want to acknowledge that. It's like, oh, no, you can't have James Woods help you. He actually likes Trump, right? But at least Alyssa Milano at this point said, well, I'm happy to have the help, apparently. You know, and it's sort of like those, and Superdome, you mentioned that on the break, that probably happens more often than not, but that's not what you hear about in media and a lot of the social media, even when it's all attack, froth, and just salivate all over, you know, the raw, whatever it is that you have to foment this hatred. And it's like, you know, come together in times of need, but could you come together when it's not a tragic emergency? You think you could see the humanity in each of us? We might disagree politically, but man, oh man, you find a way to work together if it's in your own best interest locally. But when it goes into globalism, when it goes into, you know, the federal government intervening in your business or in the forest's business, the locals could handle. Of course, then it just becomes a disaster. And that, you know, that's part of the arrangement that I'm liking, you know, a little evidence of overcoming that occasionally. More often than not, it probably does happen, but it doesn't make the news, Superdunk.
Yeah, you won't see that on Drudge. Right?
Not even Drudge, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. So anyway, folks, if you've got burns, remember, silver. Do you have your Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel or a Gent 23 First Aid Gel? Do you have topical silver? Can you, if you have burnt lungs, can you nebulize the silver into the lungs? Oh, yes, you can. And there are homeopathic remedies, including Apis and Cantharis and Arnica. I mean, there are ways to deal with trauma like I did with my hand injury with a little broken bone there, including Arnica, Symphytum, Ruta. So many things we can do topically, comfrey. And, you know, this is what the Robert Scott Bell Show is ultimately all about. But it's health, freedom, healing, liberty. And we'll give you insights into things you can do that have been lost to history, apparently, by the medical bad guys. The minions that want to say, monopoly medicine is only way to go. And, of course, even if you go to a burn care center, third-degree burn care center hospitals, allopathic hospitals, they will still use silver-based medicine on your third-degree wounds, but it's fractionally active compared to the form of silver we have here. Also, CBD would be helpful. So, with that, let's go to more epidemics, not just flu, but apparently there's a PhD researcher, Mycela Martinez, assistant professor with environmental health sciences at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public. Mailman School of Public? Didn't they mean public health? It's just Mailman School of Public.
Kind of weird,
isn't it? Yeah. And, of course, they'll be off tomorrow because all mailmen don't work on Veterans Day, which is really today. And, you know, if I was going to say something, and I am, about Veterans Day, obviously acknowledging those soldiers that have fought in defense of our liberty, the sad truth, of course, is that since World War II ended, there has not been one constitutionally declared war. I say that sadly, not that I want it declared war, but the fact is we've got United Nations-controlled police actions all over the world. The United States going under the jurisdiction of the United Nations. Oh, that's constitutional. And you send these people all over the world in defense of what? Global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state? Poppy fields in Afghanistan? Under the war on terror? Again, this should be upsetting to every veteran that they have been used as cannon fodder for non-constitutional so-called wars that are not even official wars as declared by the People's House. The House of Representatives, the only place where a declaration of war can happen. No, this is not being a stickler. This is important stuff. If you believe in constitutionally limited government, oh, the Constitution, that's anachronistic. They used to say that about Ron Paul. Say that today about the 10th Amendment Center and Michael Bolden and Mike Mahari. All the folks are going, Constitution, every time. Less Republican, less Democratic, more Constitution. Now, how about the constitution of your body and your vulnerability towards disease manifesting as, you know, name the disease, flu, influenza. Oh, my gosh, get a flu shot. No, you know better than that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But this assistant professor from the Columbia University's Mailman School of Public.
Something.
Yeah. Created an epidemic calendar, she said, shows the seasonality, of 69 different infectious diseases, including Ebola, gonorrhea, and Zika.
An really? Epidemic calendar. You know, I do you still use calendars like that you hang on the wall?
We have one because we got to see like the kids' schedule so we kind of know what's going on. But yeah,
kind of old school. I mean, you know, you can get the puppy calendars and the cat calendars. Yeah, I used to get the Sports Illustrated swimsuit calendar, right? But I've never considered getting an epidemic calendar.
That's the epidemic calendar. What would that be? You don't want pictures of gonorrhea on that calendar. But
we'll skip that month.
But they're basically saying seasonality has been recognized for a number of acute infectious diseases like
influenza.
Now they are adding cholera, polio, and measles. Now, why polio? Polio, they say, oh, that's a summer disease. Really? I wonder why. Could it be that in the 20th century when polio became this epidemic, oh my gosh, the scourge that happened, that they were actually spraying for mosquitoes with DDT? And this was really a neurological toxin that created the paralytic disease? Oh, no, it's a virus. Really, if it even is a virus, it would be because of the opportunistic activity of viruses when you are exposed to toxic poisons that displace minerals like selenium. Selenium deficiency always engaged in problems with Zika. Covered the peer-reviewed literature on that. With Ebola, selenium deficiencies. Seasonal myaspirin. It is artificially induced. The flu season, largely due to what? Eating the garbage on Halloween, saving all that Halloween candy and eating it right up through Thanksgiving, then overeating even on good quality food. Thanksgiving, upsetting your microbiome, devastating your immune system from within. Right through the Christmas season, December months, when you're going to Halloween, well, no, hopefully not Halloween parties, Christmas parties, right? Eating all the garbage there, even if it's good, too much, excessive. And then, of course, the manifestation of that is what? Viral activity. You didn't have to catch it. You created it from within by what you did, even in ignorance, or in the case of medical man, in arrogance. Seasonality of diseases, follow the behavior in those seasons. And you'll understand it's not so much about the weather shift as it is the impact on your gastrointestinal system, your liver. And how do you correct that? We talk about that all the time. Chris Barr is going to join us this hour, not a doc, and we'll talk. Maybe we'll even talk about the Cangest from Alta Health Products about that. Now, one question about flu. Would two shots be better than one? We've talked about 10% efficacy rates, and our solution, tongue-in-cheek, of course, is that you should get 10 flu shots. Because if one is only 10% effective, get 10, and you're 100% covered. Of course, it's nonsense. But in this article on the New York Times, would two flu shots be better than one? They say yes, but only in two circumstances. They call them booster shots. A booster shot would be good, but only limited to children. Of course, let's get those kids. And there was one other group that could benefit from a second flu shot.
Organ transplant
recipients, yes.
Yeah.
People that have no immune system because it's chemically destroyed. They castrate their immune system with chemicals, chemotherapy. Those people need a booster shot. Oh, that'd be great. Let's have them defend their lives from what's in a flu shot when they're already been devastated by the chemicals used to have them accept and not reject an organ that isn't their own. This is the New York Times. Folks, when it's the mainstream media talking about health and healing, you have to assume 100% that they're lying to you or they just don't know any better. In either case, it doesn't matter their motivation. The fact is they're wrong. Until you can independently verify and validate that they're even partially correct, and then you can go, okay, in that area they were correct, and then Super Don won't yell at me if I do it that way.
Good. Good talk show. Good, good. Good boy. Good boy.
I've redeemed myself.
Well, you know, and I just wanted to point out, do you know anybody whose birthday falls within May, June, or July?
Of course.
Well, you might want to let them know that they don't want that calendar because that's gonorrhea months.
Oh, those are the months for gonorrhea. Now, May, June, or July, why would that be the case? Is it that everybody gets randy in spring and starts...
It's nice weather, you know.
Does Tinder go into, like, discount mode?
I don't know.
What about that guy that we talked about from Great Britain who was, like, he was 69 years old. He says he wants to be 49, and he's suing the government so he can get better dates on Tinder. You remember that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he may want to maybe not use Tinder between May and July, I guess.
Yeah, not a good time for that. Folks, again, you can self-identify with whatever you want. I don't care. But really, the idea here is that the calendar determines your disease? No, it's the behavior. It's the terrain, the law of the terrain. How are you corrupting your terrain, whether it be external or internal, that manifests as diseases that they say are evidence of a lack of a vaccine or some kind of drug? Dangerous nonsense coming from the medical mafia, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Homie, don't worship there. Just saying. Y'all, get ready. Not a Doc's going to join us. We're going to go into diabetes type 1 and 2 and reverse it like nobody's business.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
All right, Chris Barr, not a doc. I want to say thank you for being so gentlemanly and stepping aside for Michelle Cotterman, our good friend, who was on the vaccine panel with us at the Trinity Conference last hour, because Super Don apparently double booked because of time zones.
Well, ladies first, so.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And nobody could say you would not. Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad you're here, my friend.
And Super Don, I love the stray cats.
Yes.
Me too.
Throw some more of that in there, Super Don, when we do some updates on bumpers. I would like that too.
All right.
So, Chris, type 2 diabetes, type 1 diabetes, it is what they're calling Diabetes Awareness Month in November. What do you call it?
It's Chromium Awareness Month, because that's the whole key to diabetes. Besides, those dummies at the American Dummies Association have been covering up the truth. And
They had a con man
there for like 30 years, Richard Kahn, their chief scientific advisor, who actually made this quote, and has made it recently since leaving there, that sugar has nothing whatsoever to do with diabetes. So that's how dumb those dummies at the American Dummies Association are.
Well, and the American Diabetes Association, you know, look at the American Dietetics Association, and you realize that, and the American Medical Association, they all kind of party together, and they all have the same kind of worldview, that it doesn't matter what you eat. They'll pay lip service. Oh, eat better, but what does that really mean? Oh, your genes are bad. You got unlucky. This is why you have diabetes. Don't they always go to the genes?
Yeah, but they got the wrong ones, because it's not the G-E-N-E gene, it's the J-E-A-N gene. It's what you eat that's the key. That's the genes that they're looking the completely the wrong direction at the wrong thing. Of course, they're wrong pretty much all the time anyway, so shouldn't surprise anybody.
So if we look into what they're misinformed about or purposefully disseminating misinformation, what would we say? I know in type 2, we've talked about this for many years, but it may be time to review type 1, type 2 differences.
Maybe. What do you mean maybe? This is November, and it was 59 years ago this month, November of 1959, when the Archives of Biochemistry and Biophysics, Volume 85, Issue 1, pages 292 to 95, with Klaus Schwartz and his assistant Walter Mertz, announced to the world that chromium and the glucose tolerance factor was the key to diabetes. So that's 59 years of cover-up. That's a major, actually, the man who found the most elements to be essential of anyone who's ever lived, Klaus Schwartz, in a major medical journal. So they don't have any excuse to say it's a bunch of nutrition nuts. These are MDs, top researchers. So they're ignoring and covering up the truth for 59 years now this month.
59 years, 1959 to today, 59 years, we should have known and we would have been different for it. But so much that happened in the 20th century, Chris, was about manipulating history, scientific reality, to cause the people to become sheeple in line with their doctor's orders. And these doctors were trained like dogs to disavow any knowledge of real nutrition and real minerals, much less how to source them. And then basically adopt a drug deficiency model, a vaccine deficiency model, and of course it's a disaster even to this day.
Well, sadly, it's not just the 20th century, Robert, but the 21st century, and not just medicine, because it continues with the ever-growing number of idiots in nutrition following epigenetics, a huge fraud, more diversion of the truth away from chromium and good nutrition. So it's both sides of the aisle, Robert. Sorry, it's not just medicine. It's so-called nutrition people, and it's genetics and medicine and the epigenetics that the so-called nutrition people are latching on to, screaming loudly and wildly like it matters, and all it is one more distraction from the truth.
Dude, we're going to go places today. I love it on the epigenetics front, and I'm going to hold that topic till we come back from the bottom of the hour break. We still got a minute or so. But the type 1 scenario, I have argued, and I think we've talked about this over the years, that vaccines play a role in the damage to the pancreas, the pancreatic cells itself, that, you know, differentiate it to some degree from the type 2 scenario.
Play a role? It's the reason. There is no type 1 diabetes without vaccination. It's the destruction of the Isle of Langerhans and the inability of the body to produce insulin because of vaccine damage that we have type 1 diabetes. So chromium is helpful with type 1 because it can reduce, when you use the right form and the right amount the right way, you can reduce the necessity of insulin that is necessitated because of vaccine damage. We
right.
can't eliminate it, but we can reduce it and often reduce it dramatically, which in and of itself is a great thing because
stand by.
The lifespan
we're on
of
the break.
Type 1 is not very good because of insulin.
All right, Chris, we got to take a break. We're going to come back and talk about how to reverse it. Also, the epigenetics scenario.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Speaking in the Siren American Cemetery in France, President Donald Trump honors the soldiers who lost their lives in World War I. Trump said French and American soldiers shared similar characteristics.
American and French patriots of World War I embody the timeless virtues of our two republics, honor and courage and glory.
French President Emmanuel Macron also marking the anniversary.
Le 11 novembre 1918,
November 11th, 1918, at 11 in the morning,
il y a 100 ans,
100 years ago,
jour pour jour, pour heure,
on the day, on the hour,
à Paris comme dans toute la France,
in Paris and all around France, the bugles sounded and the bells pealed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, rocking the old world as we do. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication. If you ever miss a show, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, YouTube, as long as we're still here, and Brighty on the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, the new video format. We're hoping one day we'll be able to stream live through that, because then we know we will not risk being banned in the same way that happens with suppression of information, like about vaccines and other things. And much of what we've talked with our good buddy, not a doc, Chris Barr, over the years, is going as, you know, the real history of nutrition in terms of modern science, where they've gone wrong, what they've covered up, where they're right, but not, well, allowed to reach the light of day. This is the kind of stuff that Chris does. Now, the most controversial topics, we're not afraid to tackle them. Right now, Chris has laid it bare and said, hey, epigenetics, it's a scam. What does he mean exactly? We're going to find out. This is the time. Chris, what's going on, my friend?
On the break, I was telling how for decades now I've told people, I said, look, genetics is primarily an excuse for bad behavior. Okay? Pedophilia, alcoholism, you know, name the disorder or bad behavior, and, oh, it's genetic. Or anytime medicine doesn't have an answer, which is often, you know, for something, oh, it's genetic. No, genetics is a scam. It has been a scam since, you know, Darwin and Mendel primarily. Not that there isn't some scientific truth there, but it doesn't matter because the key to health isn't genetics. It's nourishment. You know, and, there are numerous studies to prove this that everybody ignores. There was a study out at Stanford where smart people in medicine that showed what they called a radical dietary change, which if you read the study details, it was just having people eat more fruits and vegetables and whole grains. They said in a 6-month period, they found more than 300 changes in gene expression from negative to positive, and they were stunned. Well, I wasn't stunned because gene expression is the key is nutrition. It has nothing, little or nothing to do with genetics. It's a scam. So here comes epigenetics jumping in, you know, playing off of that. And but all of this is a diversion from truth. The number one key to genetics is chromium. The number two is selenium. And none of the epigeneticists or geneticists talk about that, primarily because they're too busy looking into the deep meanderings of stuff that doesn't matter little or not at all. So the truth that changes worlds in people's lives and from death to life, chromium and selenium, continues to be covered up by people claiming to be nutritionally interested because they can sound oh so smart and scientific by talking about epigenetics and genetics. And it's just a diversion from truth. You get the chromium that you're supposed to have in the right form and the right amount, and the selenium that you're supposed to have in the right form and the right amount, and epigenetics doesn't matter at all.
And all right, Chris.
Genetics.
And here's where I want to go with this with you, because I get what you're saying. But there's an egghead side of people, a mental side, that says, oh, man, I need to know every blade of grass, and every little thing, and, you know, and that they delved their whole life to get into that PhD state. I was rebelling against that early on because I realized most of what they told me, MD, PhDs, were lies. If they weren't lies, they were just wrong, okay? But at the same time, you know, I can appreciate going into the deep level and going, oh, that's pretty cool, right? But what your point is for the vast majority of people that don't give a flip about that is like, if you just take the right forms of these minerals or, you know, have the food that is you know, replete with the stuff we need, what do we need to be messing with all of that for other than mind fun, so to speak?
Yeah, exactly. And instead, they're distracting from the truth, and people are suffering and dying by the millions so that these few eggheads, educated fools, P-H-O-O-L, you know, can get off on their, ooh, let's look at all the intricacies. They're not seeing the forest for the trees or the trees for the forest. Take your pick. Right. You know, when I was learning these amazing things about chromium almost 40 years ago now, and astounded that why is nobody looking at this and they still hardly are now, I stumbled across in medical egghead textbooks that one of the functions of the mineral chromium is to maintain genetic integrity. I put forth then, and have had numerous studies to prove it since that, again, no one's paying any attention to, the primary reason for birth defects, at least 90, maybe 95%, is a lack of chromium.
Mm-hmm.
If you had pregnant mothers had the chromium that they're supposed to have, there wouldn't be birth defects. But
yeah,
there'll be no
death
because they're too busy talking about genetics and epigenetics and all kinds of other nonsense. So, yeah,
now,
it makes me mad.
Chris, this is not to say that if you eat clean, organic, whole foods, you take supplements that are 100% whole food, like the chromium, like selenium, the silicon, the things we talk about, the gross deficiencies that are across the board here, it's not going to not have an impact on gene expression. That's not your point. Your point is by focusing on that level of the little blades of grass, you make it inaccessible for the people to actually make the changes that are going to matter, whether they know about that or not.
Yes, exactly. Gene expression is important, but the main key to it is chromium, and none of them are talking about that. And all the other things that they're talking about, therefore, are distractions from the number one, almost the only thing that really matters.
Well, and our friend Michelle is commenting. She says, well, you know, the law of the terrain, isn't this about validating the law of the terrain?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. But, again, epigenetics is just another distraction. So we need to get people to look at balance and harmony. Chromium, selenium, silicon, magnesium, B6, in a whole food form, because otherwise it doesn't matter. We have a woman that just noted her cysts that have disappeared following a protocol, which is chromium, selenium, and silica. Well, the key to PCOS, for instance, is chromium. And there's actually a fair amount of knowledge of that, but virtually everybody who's dealing with PCOS is using chromium picolinate, which is a poison, and it doesn't work as well. So here this woman says, wow, they're gone, and I don't know why, and I haven't addressed it yet in the group. But, well, I do, because when you balance the body's harmony with things that hardly anybody in nutrition is paying attention to, sadly, then the body corrects itself. You want to call it gene expression? I think it's just a distraction.
Right.
Because it's harmony.
Yeah.
Harmony in the body of nutrition.
I get your...
Cancer disappears. PCOS disappears. Diabetes disappears. We're not treating disease. We're restoring harmony to the body.
Right. And the annoyance is rooted in the fact that these people should know this. Right? They have the degrees, right? Shouldn't they be capable of identifying the things you've been researching and bringing out and then putting into clinical, if I can call it that, practice, but in reality seeing time after time after time, it works, it works, it works, it works, it works. And, you know, why aren't these eggheads not acknowledging this?
1957, selenium. 1959, chromium, both at the National Institutes of Health. 1911, German Medical Journal, selenium and cancer. 1960 to the 2000, Dr. Edith Carlisle at UCLA School of Public Health on silicon and the amazing things it does in nutrition. And virtually nobody in nutrition knows about these three, which are the most removed nutrients from the foods most Americans most commonly consume. And those three are more important than every other nutrient combined, and people don't know it, in nutrition, let alone in medicine.
So,
and people are suffering and dying because of that ignorance.
Well, and folks, see, I just want people to have a reveal into your psyche, for lack of a better way to say it, your motivations, your intense interest in this, and your passion for, as mine is, to bring the power to heal back where it belongs. It's not that it's never not been ours, but we've been convinced it isn't. And we've been, you know, rooked by the medicals and the PhDs of the world that have gone into the, you know, the little blades of grass, as I said, which is fine. You want to go there, but come back out and go, here's the practical tools that we can use to change all of that. And you don't even have to know about this stuff necessarily. You just got to eat like, well, they used to eat. And the minerals were in the food way back when. They didn't have these chronic diseases the same way we do today. These are diseases of a wrong lifestyle, the law of the terrain that has been, you know, basically abandoned. And then, of course, we corrupt the terrain every day that we have and carry with us, which is our own body, as opposed to, you know, necessarily what we live in, which has an impact as well, of course.
Yep, absolutely. And it's not just medical, it's nutrition people, largely distracted and distracting from the truth, because they're holding on to their pet theories or ideas that are wrong, by the way, in most instances, but they're holding on to them rather than looking at the foundation of health and the most important of all nutrients.
Yeah. So my wife distracted me on this segment, Chris. I've tried to stay focused here, but she just delivered to me an organic banana nut chocolate chip muffin, 100% whole grain, organic. And on the plate, those of you watching on YouTube, there's a little 100 microgram tablet of innate response GTF chromium she's delivered with it. Isn't that sweet? I know she loves me.
Well, the muffin's sweet, and the chromium will take care of the sweetness.
Exactly. And of course, for Super Don, I don't want to be yelled at. I've been very concerned about that today, so I'm not going to eat it until we're on the break. But, oh my gosh, the smell, and it's warm, and there's probably pastured butter in the middle of, oh yeah, soaking it up. So, folks, I'm going to be in a little bit of, I don't know, organic muffin heaven for a moment when we're on this break. But suffice it to say, I have to ask you, Chris, very directly for our new listeners, What is the protocol, particularly when we're talking about type 2 diabetes and, of course, the impact on type 1? You've already mentioned a reduction in the reliance on external insulin.
Yeah, the lifespan of type 1 diabetics is impacted majorly, and it's because of the insulin, because of the haphazard use of it. Insulin is a large molecule that causes its own damage. And if you had the chromium that is a cofactor with insulin, you wouldn't need as much of the insulin that does the damage. Okay, so we have tremendous success with chromium with type 1 diabetics, but we have to be careful because of the distinct differences in type 1 versus type 2. Type 2, we don't have to be careful at all unless they're insulin dependent. Because type 1 are insulin dependent, we have to be more judicious in addressing it. But we have great success at reducing the insulin requirement of the type 1 diabetic. So that is a win-win.
Right.
With the right form of chromium in the right amount and the right form. 100% whole food chromium only. By the way, chromium picolinate actually causes genetic damage, so there's something else. Use the wrong form of chromium, you damage the DNA. Use the right form, you maintain genetic integrity, and that's a scientific fact.
Beautiful said. And 100 micrograms, four times a day, in fact, typically when you're reversing the type 2 scenario. And, of course, modulating the amount of insulin you need as a type 1, be careful, as I said, once you get this chromium in you, it will reduce your need. But pay attention or work with somebody who's working with you. You can get it at choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. I'm going to eat my muffin, and then we're going to play with toys. Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Scott Belcher.
All right, we got it going on. We got our final segment today. It kicks off our broadcast week in style. I want to thank Michelle Connerman. She's awesome and, of course, not a doc and not a nurse in absentia, although she's technically here. And, yes, I would be sharing my muffins with everybody first if I had enough and if y'all were here. I guess I got to go out to do another remote broadcast. Last week, Chris, you would have loved it. We were at Redmond Heritage Farm Store, and right up on, I mean, big, bold letters. They're like a block from the Whole Foods, and on their banner, lit up, real, raw milk.
And, yeah, because if it's not raw, it's not real.
Exactly. They got it, and they're actually going to have a milk truck starting where they're around in Utah. They're going to be delivering raw milk anywhere that you know, that people can meet it there if they can't get to the store. So it was really cool how there are places, there are oases of some sense about the subject of food and food as medicine in reality. And as we talk about the, you know, the diabetes thing, one of the most watched videos I did just inadvertently one day in the garden that Liam Sheff and I started a few years back in Florida, I was out in the garden talking about chromium. That in an ideal world, it would be in the soil, it would be in the plants we eat, it would be in the grains, it would be all of that. But barring that, we need to supplement appropriately. And people are still watching that and learning about innate response, learning about Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com to get the good stuff. So those of you who have figured it out, now it's playtime. You get to play with your toys. What toys are inducted into this year's Toy Hall of Fame, Super Don? Which one do you like the best?
Well, the three that they highlight in the article here is the game Uno, which is a game that I remember playing as a kid, and it was very popular. Mm-hmm. The Magic 8 Ball, which I had. Did you have one of those?
I remember the Magic 8 Ball you would always have.
I had a Magic 8 Ball.
Does she like me? Right? You know, you ask those questions when you're a kid.
Right? Right?
Ask so that again later or something.
That made it in there, and the pinball machine. Now, that's one that I spent a few quarters on, but I never was very good at it. Hmm. I don't know about you. I'm assuming you played pinball as a kid.
I played some pinball, but I wasn't that good either. I mean, it was like, for me,
it always sucked because my friends would be playing. It'd be a ding, 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 bong, bong, ding, 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 you know, and I'm watching, and then it's my turn, so I go, okay, my turn, pull the plunger, ball goes up, it goes ding, ding, Right down the middle.
Right.
It's like, damn it.
I love Elton John, Pinball Wizard.
And, oh, yeah, I remember that. And then the song Pinball Wizard was great, of course. The Who did it, and Elton John did it. The I don't know. I lost a lot of quarters, and it was like I wasn't very good at it.
I sucked at pinball. Yeah.
Chris, you are such a serious researcher, not a doc, my buddy. Were there any games that took up a little time that you went, okay, I just unplug, let's do this silly game?
I didn't do silly games. I only did games that involved things like Risk, like numbers, strategies. Mm-hmm. So I was busy all the time studying law, history.
I had a feeling,
et cetera.
You were like the kid nobody wanted to play with.
Silly games.
Nobody wanted to play with Chris when he was a kid. Now I understand.
They still don't, Robert. Nobody will play Scrabble with me because I play Psych Scrabble, and nobody can beat me. Actually, a few people on occasion.
Psych? What do you mean, Psych Scrabble?
Are you sure you want to play that word? Why? I'm just wondering if you somebody might get challenged.
Oh, I see.
Perfectly legitimate word off because I psyched them.
Oh, I got it. That's some strategy there. That's very interesting. Well,
the force is strong with this one, apparently. <right? laughs>
So no, I haven't played Scrabble in years because nobody will play with me.
Oh, well, you got to find people like in a pool hall that don't know you're a pool shark to play, right? They don't know. And so anyway, we do this once a year. We usually like to find out if we remember any of these games from childhood. I didn't play a lot of Uno, so I don't.
Some of the other ones that made it in there is Chutes and Ladders, which is a game I used to play with my
kids. I remember that. Yeah.
Tic-tac-toe.
Okay.
You remember the Tudor Electric Football? That was the one that had the magnets underneath it. You'd set up the players, and then you'd go, and they'd be running the plays and stuff.
Well, was it through a vibration on the magnetic?
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah. That was a noisy.
Yeah, that
game,
made it in there. And a couple of ones here. Chalk. Now, what kid hasn't played with chalk, right, when they were a little kid? And the sled. That made it in there as well.
Well, no kids are playing with chalk anymore because the dunderheaded nutritionists that are not nutritionists are telling you to eat chalk to get calcium. So that's not what we do here.
There you go.
And magnesium.
Yeah, exactly. Wrong forms. Y'all, 100% whole food forms. That's what we talk about here. Available from our buddy Jonathan Wagner at choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077. All right, Chris, I know there's not great football today, but get back at it with your 180-inch screen or whatever it is you got. I'm going to have another organic muffin that my honey made me. No, I know. I'm rubbing it in. I'm sorry. We'll be back tomorrow. More powerful healing. The place for health, freedom, and healing liberty right now. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.